The National Institutes of Health is setting up a website where consumers can obtain medical studies funded by the government. Elias Serhuni, the head of the NIH, says people will no longer have to pay to get the latest information about treating diseases.
For the first time, we are making available a pathway whereby this science will be made available to the public for free.
The move comes after more than a decade of lobbying by advocates of free access. NPR's David Malakoff reports.
It's people like Sharon Terry who persuaded NIH to set up the free website. 10 years ago, Terry was a stay-at-home mom living in Massachusetts with her husband and two young children. Then, 2 days before Christmas, she found out that her kids had a rare genetic disorder.
It was a very difficult diagnosis to receive. They are diagnosed with pseudoxanthoma elasticum, which causes blindness when someone is about 30 or 40 years old.
Terry and her husband began combing libraries for information, but the search became expensive. It cost $25 to visit just one specialized medical library. Some of the scientific papers they wanted to download from the internet cost $30 each.
At the time, I was homeschooling and staying home with the kids, and my husband was working. We had one salary and weren't able to keep up this constant stream of money.
The experience made Terry angry, in part because many of the studies she wanted to read had been paid for by the government. Scientists funded by NIH alone produce more than 60,000 papers each year.
This is information that we've paid for as taxpayers. The fact that this is available on the net behind a wall that I can't get through because it needs money for me to get through is intolerable and unconscionable.
Terry ultimately got a job that allowed her to do something about the problem. She became head of the Genetic Alliance, a patient advocacy group in Washington, D.C. Last year, the alliance joined with some like-minded librarians and scientists. They got Congress to order the National Institutes of Health to find a way to make federally funded research available to the public for free. Today's announcement by NIH is the result of that order. Not everyone is happy about it. Pat Schroeder is a former member of Congress who now leads the Association of American Publishers. She says the idea of free information may sound great.
The slogan tends to be information should be free, or the taxpayer pay for the research so they should know, but they didn't pay for what it is that they want, which is the peer reviewing and the editing and the vetting and the indexing and all of that.
Right now, the scientific journals pay for all of that work through subscriptions and advertising. Schroeder says that if people can get the papers for free, her members will be hurt. Hardest hit could be some small scientific societies that use journal revenues to fund their meetings and training programs. NIH is trying to limit the damage. It says scientists can keep their papers behind subscription walls for up to a year. That's better than the 6 months originally proposed. But Schroeder says free access advocates like Sharon Terry did a marvelous job of winning over the public.
I never thought anybody could make this a talk radio issue, but oh boy, we're all into it. And I know every time I'm on the air talking about this, I'll get 10,000 emails saying, I used to like you. What's the matter with you?
Now, both sides are waiting to see how well the archive works. NIH isn't requiring scientists to use it. And Sharon Terry says scientists are the ones who will decide if this experiment succeeds.
I think the jury is out on the policy until we see what the scientists themselves do. And I think that this is a call to action for scientists to do the right thing, which is to say that they will click whatever button, make whatever adjustment they need to make to submit that article as soon as it's published.
NIH expects to have the site up and running within a year. Users can find it on the agency's main website, www.nih.gov. David Malakoff, NPR News.